Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Acclaimed artist Larry Lewis tells his story in his memoir, Where Pink Goes, the art that affected my life and the life that affected my art. An historical account of his life as an artist, written in a way that reflects the idea art mirrors life and life mirrors art. A 50-year veteran of working in the creative industry, accomplishing and holding titles of fine artist, painter, sculptor, illustrator, designer, graphic designer, conceptual promotional designer, art director, creative director, undergraduate advertising arts instructor, private post-secondary college administrator, mentor, and more. His work has been exhibited all around the United States, Canada, Mexico, China, Germany, and the UK. And to date, his work is represented in Los Angeles, China, and Las Vegas. Internationally known painter, sculptor, and designer Larry Lewis offers insight into the life of an artist in his memoir, Where Pink Goes, the art that affected my life and the life that affected my art. Larry, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Good morning, Rick.
It is a pleasure to have you here, and what a life, I was going to say, you lived. You are still living. I mean, it's just incredible all that you've been able to do. And slowing down now to reflect and to write and to share, what compelled you to write this book, Where Pink Goes?
Well, after surviving over 50 years of my life and also living in two different countries, Mexico for 5 years and Australia for two. Once I returned back to the States, I made connections with folks that I'd known in the past. And in telling them my story, I was told more than once that you should write a book. And so I did.
And what a book you have written. This is just, it goes behind the curtain, not only of what Larry has done with this amazing career that he has, but the life of an artist. You often think of what in the career, you go into the creative community, what lies ahead, the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows. There, you'll find out by reading Larry's book, Where Pink Goes. The book, by the way, available writersrepublic.com, Amazon, the usual places, and Larry's website, bookbylarrylewis.com. I'll give you that as we go throughout the program. Looking back at all the things that you've done, is there anything that's really frightening? What's the most the frightening thing that you've done in your life? And maybe it's whenever you just start to finish one project and you have to find another one. But what would you put at the top of the list of frightening things that you've done in this remarkable life?
Well, probably one of the most that stands out. I actually wasn't frightened at the time. I was oblivious. More people around me were frightened, and after I stepped back and years went on, I look back and say, oh my gosh, that was frightening. And that was moving from the United States to a small village in Mexico. Its name is Jalapa. And I bought into a one-third partnership with a restaurant, bar, and hotel. And at the same time, I found a place in the jungle and built a home. Doing that all in a foreign country with no experience. Basically, the fear of the unknown.
Exactly.
I should have been really frightened at the time. But now, when I think back about it, it's more frightening to me that I did it.
Do you have any regrets that you did that? I'm thinking maybe if you would have really thought it through, you wouldn't have done it. And maybe it was a remarkable experience. Again, part of your life that shaped who you are. Do you have any regrets that you made that move?
Absolutely not. I am so happy I did it. The experiences that I gained there were just rich.
Yes, and that's so interesting, because so often we may block ourselves from having experiences like that, opportunities like that, because we become so analytical, we said, and we maybe think it through too much. Do you find we do that sometimes, where maybe you just need to do it, you know, reflect on it later and think whether this was good or bad, but you that again, that shaped Larry Lewis for those years that you were there?
Well, it's exactly like you're saying. Is now that I'm past it, I don't know that I would have the guts to do it again, but at the time it made perfect sense.
You started so early, and you'll read the Larry's book, Where Paint Goes, The Art That Affected My Life and The Life That Affected My Art. Larry Lewis, his website is book by larrylewis.com. When you were in high school, before you even graduated high school, you had an exhibit at a gallery at age 19. You were painting, offering art instruction, maybe offering classes. Let's go back and talk about the beginning for you. Who influenced you at that age?
Okay, well, you want them in chronological
order? Let's do alphabetical, just to as a challenge there. No, but obviously there were people that not only were people that influenced you, but probably encouraged you to develop your talent.
Well, artists that influenced me most, if you start at the beginning, Leonardo da Vinci.
Okay.
He was known to be rebellious or have a rebellious side. He was self-taught. He also practiced in multiple disciplines. I can relate to this guy.
Yes.
He was my hero. Another, during the Romantic period, is J.M.W. Turner. He was a master of composition and also a master at creating a mood on canvas. He was also really good at just bossing paint around. In the 19th century, Thomas Eakins and John Singer Sargent. Eakins was a master at telling a story on a single canvas, and also a really good at moving paint around. Sargent was just a legend with a single brush stroke. If you look at his paintings, he could create magic with just the stroke of a brush.
How long did it take you? Yeah, I'm sorry, finish up that thought, please.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, how long did it take you, as you have those influences, and these are people that help shape who you are as an artist, how long did it take for you to develop the Larry Lewis style, where people now are looking, you know, that Larry Lewis, this guy's a master at moving paint around. How long did it take for you to get to that position where you felt, I found myself now as an artist?
Well, as with most artists, there was different stages.
Yes.
I started out doing very Wyeth-like watercolors, very representational, and I thought that was the end. But as I moved forward, I found that the more I painted, the thousands of hours that I put in a painting, that I would evolve to another step, another stage. The paintings that I do now and in the last 10 years don't look anything like the work that I did when I first began.
Interesting. So there is growth.
So it's an evolutionary process.
Yes. Larry Lewis is our guest on the program, and what a great title for the book, his memoir, Where Paint Goes, The Art That Affected My Life and The Life That Affected My Art. I want to go back just for a second and talk about those masters that you talked about that influenced you. Where were you exposed to art? And I say this in the context that we keep going through all of this discussion, the creative classes in school now is budgets are tight, so we eliminate art. We need to teach kids to go out a skill. They can go out and they can be a welder or whatever. They can be an accountant. We need to teach them a skill that's going to last them for a lifetime.
Something you can make money at.
Yes, we want to monetize all of that, and I'm reading now where they're talking about actually assigning, okay, if you want a grant, you're going to have to prove that your job is going to produce money. We think of artists as not necessarily driven by money in the beginning. Talk about that and the education that you had that exposed you to these people that you just talked about.
Well, basically is, I guess by most folks' standards, I'm a self-taught artist. I have no formal education in art. But early on, I realized I'm a visual person. I learn by visually seeing stuff much more than I learn by reading or going over numbers. So I guess it was just sort of, what would you call it? Innate.
Yes.
That I started looking at art. I went to galleries. I went to museums and looked at the things that were there. And the things that interested me, I'd come home and say, I want to try and do that. So I would try and replicate the techniques. And I just kept doing that until I started to develop a technique of my own.
Larry Lewis, our guest on the program, his memoir is Where Paint Goes. His website is bookbylarrylewis.com. Book available wherever books are sold, and if you go to our website, you'll link on, get all of the information. As an artist, and done all these amazing things that I just touched on in the introduction for our conversation, what brings you joy and fulfillment? What is it that really, you really get joy from doing?
Oh, boy. Pretty simple. First off, saying good morning to my wife and my love, Ruth.
Then yes,
that means I lived another day, and with her company, what more could I ask? The other thing, I think I mentioned I lived on boats for quite a few years. Sailing on the ocean is just wonderful. There's something magical about it. Interacting with animals. I love animals. Standing back and looking at a challenging piece that I just completed is really fulfilling.
I have a feeling. Community.
Oh, go ahead.
I hate to interrupt there because it what you're saying is, I think being an artist, you are probably more perceptive. You probably look around and absorb more of what's going on than most of us do in our busy life, and we're off from one place to another. You're talking about interaction with animals. You're talking about being out in the water. How important is that to a creative person to have that open mind, that awareness to see what's going on around us? So many of us don't.
I believe it's imperative.
Yes.
Without that input and without the relationship that you open yourself up to, that things are around you, how can you not be inspired?
There is so much, yes, that I think we miss. We go through the daytime, and somebody once said, just look up from time to time. And it's amazing what you see when you look up from time to time and enjoy what's there and sort of take you away from the hustle of everyday life that we go through. How would you describe art? I've talked about art numerous times in the conversation so far. Can you put a definition on what art really is?
Okay. I probably have a somewhat unpopular view of art in today's conceptual art world. I subscribe to the pre-modern pseudo-classical description of art as it's one of the humanities. And in order to be one of the humanities, it requires that you have a discipline. And so without the discipline or the application of a discipline, I believe there isn't art being created. It's just simply a personal expression. Nothing more.
Yes. That's so interesting. Larry Lewis, our guest on the program, boy, the time is going by so quickly. So much to talk about with this remarkable life that Larry has led and is continuing to lead. Where did you learn to paint? You were talking on that before. Does that go back to the teen years when you decided this was something you wanted to do?
Well, I was, I would say a little bit more than what I wanted to do. I was compelled.
Interesting.
I don't know why, but I just had to go that direction. Basically, like I said previously, is I'd go out and look at art at galleries and museums, and I'd come back and try and replicate the techniques, and that's how I learned how to paint.
How about sculpting? This is just another fascinating talent that so many people don't have. I'm so impressed by what you do and what good sculptors do. When did you begin sculpting?
Well, I didn't begin sculpting until really late in life. Is I was working with a fine arts publisher in Los Angeles and was under contract with them, and the CEO of the company kept pressuring me to sculpt. And, you know, if you would have asked me several years ago the definition of a sculpture, I'd respond, it's something you back into while you're looking at a painting. But surprisingly enough, I acquiesced and I started working in clay, and I found it pretty fulfilling. You know, it was great to get my hands messy with something other than paint.
Yes.
Wonderful experience. I still sculpt today. The type of sculpting that I do is I'll create something in clay, and it's called the lost wax method. It's from ancient Greece, and you sculpt it in clay. It's cast in wax, and then the wax is put into a mold and burned out, so you end up with a positive image. And then you pour molten bronze into that cast, and you end up with a finished piece.
Interesting.
The works that I did, they range in size from 3 and 4 foot tall to, I did do one life-size piece.
Just an amazing talent. Larry has done so much in continuing, again, to do. I say that like you're retired. I don't want to end your career. The career is ongoing and touching so many lives with your art and the book, Where Paint Goes, The Art That Affected My Life and The Life That Affected My Art. Got a couple minutes left in the program. You've had so many fulfilling jobs during your career. Other than creating artwork, what were some of those fulfilling jobs that you really enjoyed doing?
Well, the one that stands out the most is I was given the opportunity to teach at a professional college. And so I offered undergraduate instruction in advertising and graphic design and concept development and advertising campaign development. And the experience itself was incredible. After having done it, now I made contacts there with students and faculty that 20 years later, I still have contact with.
Amazing.
So I find that very fulfilling and rich.
I love the diversity of the background. You talk about advertising, and when people look at the arts, they think maybe of just somebody doing a painting that's going to be exhibited, as you've done throughout your career. But it really, art touches all aspects of our lives, doesn't it? When someone develops a new product, then it goes to the art people who have to design packaging, have to design the advertising. Sometimes we probably take art for granted because it's really sort of the finishing process as we take a lot of these ideas to the marketplace.
Correct. There's art in so many places, how you address things. It reminds me of when I was living in L.A., I think one of the most creative people I met was an accountant. The way he addressed numbers, the way he looked at what he did it in a creative fashion. Yes. And if you'd listen to him talk about it, it was amazing, accounting being artistic.
I guess it just depends on the definition. You can find qualities of art in basically everything that we do in our lives. Larry Lewis is our guest. A minute or so left in the program. Does creating artwork define who you are as a person, do you think?
Well, interesting you should ask that, because I was asked that very question about 15 years ago. A gentleman came to, while I was living in Mexico, a gentleman, William Morris, came to visit. And as soon as he got into the village, he looked me up and he asked me that exact question. And I was taken aback a little bit. And I really had to think about it before I gave him an answer. It took me a day or so, and I found him, and I said, yes, absolutely so, is what I say in the book, where paint goes, the art that affected my life and the life that affected my art.
Yes.
That kind of says it. It does define you as a person.
With art, you've been a world traveler. I'm going to take 30 seconds here. I mentioned at the beginning all of the places that you've been able to travel. Work has been exhibited, U.S., Canada, Mexico, China, Germany, U.K., and other places. What was the favorite place that you really enjoyed visiting and living?
I'd have to say Mexico.
Interesting.
Mexico has such a defining part of the culture is family and community. And I witnessed it, I lived it, I saw it. It was brilliant.
Larry Lewis, boy, I wish we had more time, and hopefully we can do this again. I love his memoir, Where Paint Goes, The Art That Affected My Life and The Life That Affected My Art. The book available, writersrepublic.com, available, of course, wherever books are sold. And you can get information on Larry and his book at his website, which is bookbylarrylewis.com. Larry, the time has gone by way too quickly. A fascinating conversation. Thank you for spending some time with us. Hopefully we'll be able to do it again. It was a lot of fun having you on the program. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It has been our pleasure. Larry Lewis, Where Paint Goes, The Art That Affected My Life and The Life That Affected My Art. Larry's website, bookbylarrylewis.com. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.